Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. You know, folks, about 13 years ago, I had the opportunity to meet the lady who wrote the "If Life Is a Game, These Are the Rules," and that was something that that she wrote many years ago, and then later turned it into a book. She's written a bunch of other books since then, and actually before that as well. And Sheree Carter Scott is who I'm talking about, and she is a great entrepreneur. She's become a global entrepreneur in the last few years. We've seen her turn her U.S. company into a global company and really do great. In fact, right now she's in Bangkok. She's joining us from Bangkok, Thailand, and we're going to talk to her about that for a little while. Sheree Carter Scott, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. I am delighted to be back on your show.
Well, it's good to have you back, and I'm so proud of what you've accomplished over the years. I know you're one of those overnight successes that took a few decades to. Yeah, I love it when people see folks like you having a great success, and they think they're overnight, and they don't realize you've been working on this for a long time. But now, what are you doing in Thailand?
Well, we're doing several things. There are some companies that like our work, and they want us to work with them in creating a coaching culture in their organizations and to do executive coaching with their staff as well as team building. So there's a need for it, and we happen to do this really well, and that's a match. So that's a couple of the things that we're doing. We're also exploring the world of Asia because it's emerging, and we want to be right on the crest of that wave, catching that wave. And we're learning about other cultures and other people. I think you were talking before about that as well.
Right. Well, I remember, I mean, of course, you've been doing this a long time. I mean, you started when you were only a baby, and
yes.
you've been an entrepreneur in the area of coaching and performance for a long, long time. But I remember when you started branching out into the global marketplace, and you've really pulled this off, and it's very, very impressive. But tell us about Thailand. What's the attraction to Thailand for you?
Well, it's a very interesting culture. It's totally different from the West. I'll give you one specific example, and this tells a lot. Across from where we live, they're putting in a new shopping center. That's not new. Shopping centers happen all the time. It's a big shopping center, and yesterday I talked to our landlord, and I said to him, there's a lot of activity over there, but the shopping center doesn't open until the 14th of December. What's the activity? What's happening? Is it a pre-opening or a soft opening or VIP? What's going on? And he said, no, actually, we do things a little differently here. And I said, well, what is it? He said, well, they're probably having the spiritual opening. And I said, what does that mean? He said, well, when I built my apartment complex, my contractor, who's a very religious man, said he would only take the deal if he built a separate house for the ancient ancestors who lived on this ground before us.
Wow.
And it's called the Spirit House. And the Spirit House is a place where you honor the spirits who have gone before. Mm-hmm. And in honoring them, they give you good luck and good fortune and prosperity for your land and your future and your activities. Well, I didn't quite have my mouth hanging down to my chin, but my eyes were wide, and I said, are they doing that for the shopping center? He said, actually, yes. They're blessing the shopping center and blessing the land and inviting the monks to bless the shopping center's future. I said, in my life, I've never heard anything quite like that. That really stops me in my tracks. And he said, it's more than that. I mean, you can't just go through the motions. You have to really believe in it. And I said, no, I get it. I said, I think it's really interesting. It's just where I come from. They don't bless buildings. They don't bless shopping centers. We don't normally do that in America. So that's an example of one of the things that I think is really a fascinating cultural difference.
Well, I'll tell you, Cherie, one of the things that I like about that is I do believe that Americans, and I do think that the younger generations should recognize, as I've tried to do, and I know you've done, is that we stand on the shoulders of these spirits, of these ancestors, and we should have some respect. There should be some honor to them. We should be recognizing those people, and I salute the folks in Thailand for having that kind of a culture. I like that, frankly. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with Cherie Carter Scott. More to come. She's in Thailand, Bangkok, Thailand. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.